this nation has
there are four essential economic freedoms.
The excessive decline in the dollar.
For lack of a better word.
Late rally on Wall Street.
Too big to fail.
Growing the economy.
Growing the economy.
Welcome.
Yeah. This is Money Talks.
Well, good morning, good morning. You're listening to Atlanta's longest running, most respected money show on radio, Money Talks. I'm Matt Hames here with the good Dr. Gene Hensler.
Good to be here.
Good to be here. Troy Harmon and Charlie Holloway.
Good morning.
Charlie, Troy, good to have you guys with us this week.
Good to be here.
Certainly appreciate you listening to us this morning, giving us a little bit of your time on Saturday. Excited about a good show today. We've all taken our pause from following the Masters on this Thursday afternoon, and by the time you hear this, the cut will have been determined, and hopefully, weather permitting, all of you are enjoying
talking about a lot of rain on Friday.
Yeah. There is going to be some rain on Friday, so that's why I say, assuming the cut is resolved, they may... You know, a little too much weather. There may be some second round action.
All those short hitters better kiss themselves goodbye
That's right.
If you get a lot of rain on the first, Thursday or Friday, which is not today, but you'll, if you're watching on TV, it's kind of nice because you get a lot more golf on Saturday and Sunday.
That's right. Yeah, sure do.
And if you're there, it's not nice.
No. Yeah. No. And that's the longest course in the world, much less when it's wet.
No doubt. So, by all means, we've got a lot to cover today, and excited to sort of recap what's happening in the markets and the economy, and got some questions that we're going to answer. If you've got a question you want us to answer on air, email us or call us during the week. Our number, 770-429-9166. You can give us a call and get us your questions. We'll be more than happy to answer those on the air, or you can email us at drgene@hensler.com. Let's go ahead and get that information out there. And
okay. Let's talk a little bit about the economy here.
Because
I guess they're going to be talking about divorces and all sorts of weird stuff like that.
Yeah, we'll leave it to them.
The
economy was all the news lately has been really difficult to determine exactly where we're going with this stuff. We had the ISM non-manufacturing index, which is better known by the services index, which makes up, 88% of our GDP?
Right.
Came out this week. It held up better than expected, but, when you start like that, it says it slipped from 56.9 in February to 56.5 in March.
Right.
It was expected to fall further, but it didn't. New orders, which is a positive, rose from 56 to 57.8. And just for an indication, anything that's over 50 is usually
It's expansion.
You're right. Exactly.
Things are just slowing down.
Right. Then we had the JOLTS, which is the piece that supposedly the Fed watches so close, the job openings and labor turnover survey. It seems like there are more job openings. We had less hiring during
This is stuff that's weird to me.
Right.
They're talking number of jobs opening surged past 5 million.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And the rate relative to the employment base was at its highest level since 2001. Hiring, however, declined.
Right.
The segment to 4.9. I think what we've got here is separation of skills necessary to fulfill the jobs.
Yeah. Right.
That's why we're seeing people fall out of the job market, because really, even if they want to work, they don't have the skills for what people are looking for today. Just think about this. We went into the recession, in 2006, 2007, That's 7 years, almost 8 years. Think of the skills and requirements on the job that have changed over the last 7 or 8 years.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
So there's just a mismatch in here.
Sure.
You can put a sign out everywhere you want for a welder and try and get one.
Exactly, yeah.
It's
plenty of opportunity. It's just that they're struggling to find those with a similar skill that's needed in the market.
Yeah.
We saw notes come out from the FOMC. They're a bit stale, I think, is the news. More than anything, there seems to be a split among the Fed governors. Some are saying that you don't really need any more growth. You don't have to worry about inflation.
It's justified now, too.
Right. You know. Like three or four of them said that, and the rest of the field seem to be in that wait and see mode.
Yeah, the problem is that this is a meeting that took place on what? March 17th.
Right.
For Pete's sake, that's almost a month ago.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the data changes so much in between time that that's just
exactly
meaningless. I was going to mention one of the reasons we have a problem with the job openings versus the people taking jobs is there still is a real problem with mobility of people. There's a lot of people out there sitting underwater on houses who can't make the move. And they may not be the 20,000 they were under before, but they're 10,000 under or 5,000 under. And that stops them from moving, you know. So
to where the jobs are available.
Yeah,
right.
Keep that in mind because they're not in the same place, believe me.
Right.
Yeah, well, and I think some people can be nervous about how long those jobs will be available after they do move. You know, I mean, you had any latecomers to kind of the North Dakota, you know, oil phase. I don't know what's happened to those individuals, but if you got to that game late, you probably move right back south.
Yeah,
I would assume.
Sure. Yeah. One thing that I have noticed is
certainly south. There's no question.
Yeah, you didn't keep going.
Maybe to Chicago. You know,
I lived in North Dakota for a little while, and I'll tell you, there's not much north of there.
Yeah. Yeah.
And when it comes to jobs, you can surely find something better to do further south in better climates, for sure. But one thing that is pretty interesting is that they really haven't lost that many jobs in the oil patch. They haven't expanded like they were. But I think, you know, some of the numbers I was seeing at least back a couple of months ago was they lost 100,000 jobs. But when you look at it overall, it was only like 5% of the total workforce in that spot. But they surely aren't expanding the way they were a year ago, two years ago.
I'm waiting for the gasoline to fall a little more.
Yeah, you would expect it. Oil inventories came out, and it seems like nobody's blinking.
They increased by 3.3 million barrels.
Right.
Gasoline. Now, remember right now, we're supposed to have this switchover, and there's always there's a short supply.
Right.
Gasoline inventories rose by 800 million barrels.
Yep.
800,000, excuse me. 800 million would be more than anything else like that.
Right.
So the bottom line is expect lower prices.
Right.
Good.
So the oil transporters and the storage companies are actually doing okay, but everybody else is struggling. In fact, I've been seeing some stories where the folks that make their living off of exploration and production have been selling their other assets to try to protect the oil field because that's the more profitable piece in the energy sector. Right now, who knows when it's going to come back. The biggest thing that's at stake here, again, is market share. Saudi Arabians don't want to quit producing because they'll lose market share. And now folks in the Dakotas and Texas who've began producing using the fracturing technology, fracking, whatever you want to call it, have decided that we'll play this game. We'll just see who can go the longest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the bottom line is, too, there is consolidation going on there.
Right.
Some of the bigger companies taking over the smaller ones that work with.
Yeah. Yeah, Shell made a big purchase this week.
Yeah, that was for natural gas, maybe.
Right.
In terms of gas coming. Interest rates for the week rose across the board, not a lot.
Right.
But all of them were up, including the 30-year mortgage, which went to 3.82. I mean, please.
Right.
I mean, that's just wonderful.
Minimal change.
Well, yeah, when you're an old guy like me, I remember 8% mortgages is normal. You know, that was the normal mortgage that you get.
Right. If you look at what the market did during the week, it was actually not too bad. 1.18% increase in the week. For the S&P, energy led the way up 2.57%, and utilities still getting kicked around, losing about 0.5%.
And for the year, it's up 1.59.
Right, yep.
Which I'm happy for.
Sure.
And I think March was basically flat. It was up a little
bit. Right,
yeah.
First quarter, I think we were up 0.95% if you include the dividend on the S&P 500, so a little less than 1%. And then utilities, again, just getting kicked around pretty bad year-to-date, down 6%.
Interest rates.
That's the big scare, what's going to happen with interest rates, and they're sensitive to those changes.
And it looks like S&P earnings coming up for first quarter when those start, you know, are expected to be down about 5%.
Well, they're starting right now. Alcoa is usually the first one to report.
Yeah.
So.
And
it's likely to be less than a stellar earnings season, but maybe we'll have an upside surprise, and, and the strong dollar won't hurt as much as
we think. What are they forecasting? They're forecasting
5%.
Yeah, really, a low, down 5.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I thought.
Yeah, it was up 5.5 on the fourth quarter.
Well, I'm looking for GDP to maybe not grow at all.
Oh yeah, some of the early estimates that I've been seeing are around 1%, which would be, you know, taking a lot off the table. We finished fourth quarter's final estimate at, 2.2%, began at about 2.6, and third quarter was up 5%. So looking at everything, it sure looks like a slowdown.
Yeah, and there's nothing in the works to increase that. Gas prices have already fallen. They rose a little bit.
But right.
But that's happened. Almost all the government news is the same.
Yeah, and the thing that's strange is even given the benefit of cheap gas, the consumer hasn't really stepped up.
Well, that's to be expected. We can talk about it a little when we come back.
Yep. Okay. All right. Well, let's take a break there, and we'll come right back, introduce a case study, and answer your questions. Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back. You're listening to Money Talks.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.